listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 11. And today we're going to be talking about something that lives quietly in a lot of people, but rarely gets named out loud. Envy. And not the loud, dramatic kind, but the quiet internal experience of noticing someone else's life, comparing it to your own, and feeling like something is missing. That thought that comes up like, why me? I've been working hard too, and what am I doing wrong? And here's the truth. Envy is not a character flaw. It's an emotional signal. But when it goes unexamined, it can turn into resentment, self-doubt, comparison cycles, and disconnection from your own path. So today, we're not judging envy, we're understanding it, because Season 7 invites us into completion, reflection, and renewal. So I'm going to invite you to join me in a centering practice and take a breath and inhale slowly and exhale. And now say to yourself, I am allowed to feel what I feel. I can be honest without shame. My emotions are information, not identity. Just let that land. Now, envy often comes from a deeper place. It's not just about what someone else has. It's about what that represents. Envy can signal unmet needs, unexpressed desires, identity gaps, internal insecurity, and perceived lack or delay. Your brain is constantly scanning. Where do I stand in comparison to others? This is evolutionary, but in modern life, this comparison system is overloaded because you're not comparing yourself to 10 people. You're comparing yourself to hundreds daily, and your brain cannot process that without distortion. So let me slow this down here because this is important. We're living in a time where visibility is constant. You don't have to go looking for comparison. Comparison finds you. You open your phone and within minutes you see someone announcing a promotion, someone launching a business, someone buying a home, someone getting married or engaged, someone traveling internationally, someone celebrating a milestone, and someone being publicly affirmed. And what's happening psychologically? Your brain starts running an unconscious audit. Where am I in comparison to them? Why don't I have that yet? Am I behind? But here's what we need to understand clinically. Social media creates what we call compressed comparison. You're seeing multiple people at different life stages with different resources, different timelines, different support systems, all at once. And your brain processes it as, this is all happening at the same time, and I'm not there. That creates pressure, urgency, inadequacy, anxiety. But it's a distortion because it's in reality. You are comparing your real-time life to someone else's highlighted moments. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. So let's go deeper. Many people are not just comparing outcomes. They are comparing identity. I want to be seen like that. I want to feel accomplished like that. I want to be valued like that. So envy isn't always about the thing. It's about the feeling you think the thing will give you. And I'm going to say that again. Envy isn't always about the thing. It's about the feeling you think the thing will give you. So what is envy telling you? Now, this is where the work happens. Instead of suppressing envy, we get curious about it. Ask yourself, what exactly triggered this feeling? What story did I immediately tell myself? And what does this person represent to me? We can go even more deeper. Is it really about their success? Or is it about what their success symbolizes? For example, you see someone getting promoted. Is the envy about the job, or is it about feeling recognized, feeling valued, feeling secure, feeling accomplished? You see someone in a relationship. Is it about the person or about emotional safety, consistency, being chosen, not feeling alone? You see someone thriving publicly. Is it about visibility, or is it about being seen, being acknowledged, feeling important? Now here's the honest part. Sometimes envy reveals where you feel overlooked in your own life. And instead of addressing that, the way we focused on the other person, but healing asks us to shift the focus back. What is this revealing about me? And add another layer. Sometimes envy is connected to self-abandonment, meaning you know what you want, but you haven't given yourself permission to pursue it. So when you see someone else living it, it activates something in you, not because they took something from you, but because they're doing something you haven't allowed yourself to do yet. So let's ground this. Completion means releasing the belief that someone else's success means there's less available for me. There is no shortage of paths. Reflection asks, what is this emotion trying to show me? Without shame, without avoidance. Renewal is the shift from comparison to alignment, from why them to what do I want and how do I move forward. So I'm going to share some practices in transforming envy. And the first one is to name it clearly. I feel envious without judgment. Interrupt the comparison loop. Remind yourself this is not my timeline. Clarify your desire. What do you actually want? And take one aligned action. Even a small step shifts your focus. And now I'm going to invite you to join me in an integration practice. And if you're able to, hold your hand on your chest and repeat, I honor what I feel. I release comparison. I trust my path. I move in alignment with myself. Just sit with that for a second. And as I close today's episode, I want to remind you that envy is not the problem. Avoiding what it reveals is. Season 7 reminds us, completion, release scarcity thinking. Reflection, understand your truth. Renewal, move with intention. You're not behind, you're becoming. Until next time, take care of your mind. Protect your heart and remember you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, And don't forget to be the best version of you.